That's right, yes. Of course, that is the procedure in place. It's there to safeguard the interests of children, and that, of course, has to be paramount. It's just unfortunate that in my situation as priest, that I was not able to continue in public ministry, and my whole life was totally changed because my whole life is being a priest, celebrating with my people, and that's what I've missed so much over the last 2 years.
Tell us about that day when you heard they were going to go through with this.
With the Public Prosecution Service, yes, that was a great disappointment because it meant that my return to ministry was going to be pushed back further, because all the time I was hoping that, well, if there's no prosecution, well then it won't be long before I am reinstated. So that it meant then that with the case going forward and not knowing how long that would take, I was extremely disappointed and saddened. Because it meant my return to ministry would be further put back.
And did that annoy you more, the fact that you couldn't continue as a priest? That's it, more so than the fact that you were going to end up in court.
That's for sure, yes. That's for sure. Because I was always quite confident that I would be able to defend myself. In fact, in some strange, almost paradoxical way, when it came to the time of the court, I was almost looking forward to it because for the past 2 years I've been on the back foot. The publicity has always been about the complainant and the allegations, and I didn't have any chance to defend myself. But when the court case came, I was able to stand up and give my side of the story, and I'm very thankful that the jury believed in my evidence.
Were you determined to give evidence?
Oh, of course, there was never any question of me not giving evidence.
You have an option, I take it. Whether you...
That's correct. That's correct.
But you were determined.
I was very determined. I had nothing to hide.
Were you advised not to give it, or were you advised to give evidence?
I wasn't advised not to give it, no. It was left up to myself. But I had a wonderful legal team. Senior Barrister, Mr. Ryan McCartney, Junior Barrister, Mr. Ian Turkington, and then my own parish solicitor, Mr. Kevin McGuigan. And they were superb. They were superb. They acted in my very best interests.
That day, Father, that you heard, was it a call from your solicitor to say they're going ahead with this, or how did
It
you?
was a call from my solicitor, yes.
And what did he say to you that day?
He just said, I'm afraid I haven't got good news for you. They're going to go ahead with the prosecution. And by strange coincidence, I know it may be only a small thing, but all these negative times came on Wednesdays. When I first heard on the 31st of March, it was a Wednesday. On that 31st of August, a year after, it was a Wednesday. And when I got the date for the court, it was a Wednesday. But then yesterday was a Wednesday, but that was a day of resurrection.
Yeah. The waiting period between hearing it's going to court, you're starting to appear in the newspapers. You'd been in the papers in the past, but for very different reasons. Here you were now, front page, you, the priest, the allegations, your worst nightmare. What was that like?
Well, because the allegation had been out for some time, I wasn't really concerned about them, because people can read what they want to read and believe what they want to believe, but so many people were 100% behind me, and my concentration then was, of course, on trying to prepare for the forthcoming trial.